When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. I'm playing as Sir Croakington, and I'm in Hawklaw. Now, over the previous small while, Runeskin has been sending various armies of Otoroks and a faceless toad and various other things to attack Hawklaw in a sort of half-assed way, really. I mean, if Runeskin wanted to destroy Hawklaw, he could have at any time. But of course, that's not the scheme. Somehow, Runeskin thinks that by repeatedly endangering everyone I care about, that I'll like him? Yeah, I don't really get his sense. But apparently his plan is just to give me so much psychological trauma I go crazy and then join him. Apparently it's worked before, so. Because after all, he has got other minions. He's got Prince Iacor, who admittedly might have always been a bastard, so. We don't know, but he's got other people on his side. But maybe he's just never actually tried to recruit someone who's, you know, good and just doesn't understand goodness. Maybe he's that, anyhow. In the previous episode, something was going round in the crumbling tower. Whatever it wasn't finished yet. So we said we'd come back tomorrow. And now it is tomorrow. So let's go back there. You return to the site of the ancient crumbling tower in the overgrown forest clearing north and east of Hawklaw. There, rising out of the tall grass that now blankets most of the tower's once grand courtyard, is the glowing, motionless apparition of the armoured ogre. A grim, black iron helm adorns the ogre's sizable head. A pair of bright yellow eyes peer through a narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. The eyes stare blankly ahead. Clutched in the ghostly ogre's mail-clad fist is a cruel club spiked with long, sharp iron tines. The ogre's image flickers and begins to fade. Then, without warning, it glows with renewed vigour for several moments before slowly returning to its original state. After watching the image for several minutes, you were vowed to return here tomorrow, see if any change has come to the gruesome apparition, head back to Hawklaw. You turn and make your way out of the ruined tower's courtyard. As you reach the edge of the clearing, you glance back over your shoulder at the crumbling structure. The very sight of the ruined tower inexplicably fills you with a deepening sense of dread. Without looking back, you plunge into the forest and begin the relatively short trek back to Hawklaw. And that's that for today. We'll be coming back tomorrow and, well, doing pretty much the same thing. Ta-ta for now.
Days have passed. Time to go back to the crumbling tower. You return to the site of the ancient crumbling tower in the overgrown forest clearing north and east of Hawklaw. There, rising out of the tall grass that now blankets most of the tower's once grand courtyard, is the glowing, motionless apparition of the armored ogre. A grim, black iron helm adorns the ogre's sizable head. A pair of bright yellow eyes peer through a narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. The eyes stare blankly ahead. Clutched in the ghostly ogre's mail-clad fist is a cruel club spiked with sharp iron tines. The ogre's apparition glows brightly for several seconds, and the sinister creature's eyes begin to twitch. Okay, it's becoming alive. After watching the image for several minutes, you vow to return here tomorrow, or when I remember, whichever comes first, to see if there's been any change to the gruesome apparition. Back to Hawklaw. You turn and make your way out of the ruined tower's courtyard, and as you reach the edge of the clearing, you glance back over your shoulder at the crumbling structure. The very sight of the ruined tower inexplicably fills you with a deepening sense of dread. Without looking back again, you plunge into the forest and begin the relatively short trek back to Hawklaw. And that's that for now.
And it's time to check out the crumbling tower again. Sorry about the sudden volume change, I unplugged my microphone. Return to the crumbling tower. You return to the site of the ancient crumbling tower in the overgrown forest, clearing north and east of Hawklaw there, rising out of the tall grass that now blankets most of the tower's once grand courtyard, is the glowing, motionless apparition of the armoured ogre. A grim, black iron helm adorns the ogre's sizable head. A pair of bright yellow eyes peer through a narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. The eyes stare blankly ahead. Clutched in the ghostly ogre's mail-clad fist is a cruel club spiked with long, sharp iron tines. The ghostly image of the ogre emits several strong pulses of golden light before rapidly returning to its original luminescent state. Alright, something's happening. After watching the image for several minutes, you vow to return here tomorrow to see if there's been any change to the ghostly apparition. You turn and make your way out of the ruined tower's courtyard, and as you reach the edge of the clearing, you glance back over your shoulder at the crumbling structure. The very sight of the ruined tower inexplicably fills you with a deepening sense of dread. Without looking back again, you plunge into the forest and begin the relatively short trek back to Hawklaw, and we're there. That's that for now. And back to the crumbling tower once again. You return to the site of the ancient crumbling tower in the overgrown forest clearing north and east of Hawklaw there, rising out of the tall grass that now blankets most of the tower's once grand courtyard, is the glowing, motionless apparition of the armoured ogre. A grim, black iron helm adorns the ogre's sizable head. A pair of bright yellow eyes peer through a narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. The eyes stare blankly ahead. Clutched in the ghostly ogre's mail-clad fist is a cruel club spiked with long, sharp iron tines. The ogre's image, its eyes moving about rapidly, emits a near blinding pulse of golden light. The creature's hideous apparition flickers wildly. After watching the image for several minutes, you vow to return here tomorrow, or whenever I remember, to see if there has been any change to the gruesome apparition. There are changes, slowly but surely. You make your way out of the ruined tower's courtyard, and as you reach the edge of the clearing, you glance back over your shoulder at the crumbling structure. The very sight of the ruined tower inexplicably fills you with a deepening sense of dread. Without looking back, you plunge into the forest and begin the relatively short trek back to Hawklaw. And that's it, back in Hawklaw, and that's it for today. Time to go to the crumbling tower? once again, return to the Crumbling Tower. You return to the site of the ancient Crumbling Tower in the overgrown forest clearing north and east of Hordor there, rising out of the tall grass that now blankets most of the tower's once grand courtyard, is the glowing, motionless apparition of the armoured ogre. A grim black iron helm adorns the ogre's sizable head. A pair of bright yellow eyes peer through a narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. The eyes stare blankly ahead. Clutched in the ghostly ogre's mail-clad fist is a cruel club spiked with long, sharp iron tines. Must your horror, the ghostly image of the ogre appears to be slowly assuming physical form. And I assume when it's finished forming, it's going to try to whoop my ass. The creature's fierce eyes lock onto you with a chilling gaze. After watching the image for several minutes, you vow to return here tomorrow. See if there's been any change to the gruesome apparition back to Hawklaw. As you make your way out of the ruined tower's courtyard, and as you reach the edge of the clearing, you glance back over your shoulder at the crumbling structure. The very sight of the ruined tower inexplicably fills you with a deepening sense of dread. Without looking back again, you plunge into the forest and begin the relatively short trek back to Hawklaw. And that's that for now. And back to the crumbling tower once more. You return to the site of the ancient crumbling tower in the overgrown forest clearing north and east of Hawklaw there, rising out of the tall grass that now blankets most of the tower's once grand courtyard. Courtyard is the glowing, motionless apparition of the armoured ogre. A grim, black iron helm adorns the ogre's sizable head. A pair of bright yellow eyes peer through the narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. The eyes stare blankly ahead. Clutched in the ghost's whale-clad fist is a cruel club spiked with long, sharp iron tines. Much to your horror, the ghostly image of the ogre is, beyond any doubt, gradually assuming physical form. The creature's fierce eyes lock onto you with a chilling gaze. Suddenly, the dagger of vanquishing, a weapon given to you by the mysterious green-caped woman in Hawklaw, emits a dazzling red glow. 128 experience to general and 64 experience to war skills and powers. The glow that envelops the dagger swiftly fades, but in its wake you're not certain if anything about the ornate weapon has changed. You think, however, that a careful examination of the iron dagger may be in order. You spend several minutes intently watching the image of the gruesome ogre, fearful that at any moment the savage beast might suddenly spring to life. When at last you're convinced the ogre will not immediately assume full physical form, although it seems inevitable that it will do it eventually, you decide to head back to the village. You turn and make your way out of the ruined tower's courtyard, and as you reach the edge of the clearing, you glance back over your shoulder at the crumbling structure. The very sight of the ruined tower inexplicably fills you with a deepening sense of dread. Without looking back again, you plunge into the forest and begin the relatively short trek back to Hawklaw. And now we're there. Now let's look at this dagger of vanquishing. A faint set into the thick hilt of this ornate iron dagger are three wound marked stones you discovered. The sockets that now house the stones were revealed when you pressed the moon-marked wing into the small, circular impression at the base of the blade. The dagger was given to you by a strange, green-caped wood woman in Hawklaw. A faint, reddish glow emanates from the blade of the dagger. It is, of course, magical. And that's it for today. And back to the crumbling tower once again. You return to the site of the ancient crumbling tower in the overgrown forest clearing north and east of Hawklaw there, rising out of the tall grass that now blankets most of the tower's once grand courtyard, is the glowing, motionless apparition of the armoured ogre. grim black iron helm adorned the ogre's son's head. A pair of bright yellow eyes peer through a narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. The eyes stare blankly ahead. Clutched in the ghostly ogre's mail-clad fist is a cruel club spiked with long, sharp iron tines. Much to horror, the ghostly image of the ogre is slowly assuming physical form, very slowly. The creature's fierce eyes look onto you with a chilling gaze. Suddenly, you become aware of a tall, slender figure lurking in the shadows cast by the crumbling tower. You turn and find yourself facing the green-shaped woman you previously encountered. The green-caped woman you previously encountered in Hawklaw. The young, dark-haired woman steps out of the shadows and bows. She holds up a leather pouch for you to see and tosses a curious object in your direction. Instinctively, you shoot out your hand and catch the falling pouch. It's a small leather pouch. This small leather pouch was given to you by the mysterious green-caped woman in the crumbling tower in the forest north and east of Hawklaw. The pouch contains four small dull-red stones. A token of our gratitude, she says, bowing, and something you'll need for what lies ahead. Keep the pouch and its contents safe. When I next return, I will bear with me something that will... The young woman stops speaking, and a look of horror momentarily supplants her somewhat stoic expression. She quickly recovers her previous demeanour. I have travelled a great distance to reach you, she says. It was I who left you the note telling you of this place. You must continue to return here. The great beast champion has nearly taken form. Yeah, I thought it was doing that. I will again find you. I will have something else for you. I dare not linger here. You carry our hopes with you. Without another word, the green-caped woman turns and moves quickly to the east, passing out of the clearing and into the tangled forest beyond. You call after her, but she does not turn back. In a matter of only a few moments, she has disappeared from sight in the thick wood. 128 experience to general, 64 experience to all skills and powers. You loosen the string that holds closed the pouch given to you by the mysterious green-caped woman. Inside the bag, you discover four small dull-red stones. Although there doesn't yet appear to be anything remarkable about those stones, you sense they will serve a purpose you cannot yet grasp. After closing the pouch and securing it amongst your other belongings, you again turn your attention to the ogre's apparition. Standing next to the crumbling remains of the ancient tower, you spend several minutes intently watching the image of the gruesome ogre, fearful that at any moment the savage beast might suddenly spring to life. When at last you're convinced the ogre will not immediately assume full physical form, decide to head back to the village. Oh, there we are, back in the village, and that's it for today. And we're off to the crumbling tower once again. You return to the site of the ancient crumbling tower. Ancient crumbling tower in the overgrown forest, clearing north and east of Hawklaw there. Rising out of the tall grass that blankets most of the tower's once grand courtyard is the glowing, motionless apparition of the armoured ogre. A grim, black iron helm adorns the ogre's sizable head. A pair of bright yellow eyes peer through the narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. The eyes stare blankly ahead. Clutched in the ghostly ogre's mail-clad fist, it's a cool club spiked with long, sharp iron tines. Suddenly, the ogre's image vanishes. You're about to step forward and examine the ground upon which the apparition stood when you spot a figure stepping into the clearing out of the forest to the east. I guess the ogre's, I guess it's got whatever it needs to get. And now the ogre should be able to physically manifest shortly and give me a very bad time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You turn to face the approaching figure and discover it to be the green-caped woman you encountered twice previously. The young, dark-haired woman appears to be unsteady on her feet as she makes her way onto the clearing. She pauses after advancing only a few yards across the grassy expanse and gasps loudly. Realizing that your mysterious ally is in some sort of distress, you're about to rush to her side when she suddenly holds up her right hand. A bright red glow weaves her tightly clenched fist. You're startled when your dagger of vanquishing flies out from amongst your belongings, drawn by a powerful, invisible force. The weapon soars across the clearing towards the caped woman. The dark-haired woman shoots out her left hand and snares the dagger by its hilt as the weapon streaks past. A bright red glow immediately envelops the dagger, then, as if it pains her to clutch the ornate blade, she casts the dagger into the ground at her feet. "You will need this," she says, her soft, wavering voice betraying her weakened state. "Take it. Now ready. The ghost you have watched is gone because it is coming, and it will come again and again until you are broken. Until it has broken you at the behest of its master." As if to lend credence to her cryptic warning, a guttural snarl from behind fills you with dread. With your heart pounding, you spin around to lay your eyes upon the source of the savage growl. Okay, I think the ogre has finally appeared. Standing behind you, at the edge of the broad shadow cast by the crumbling tower, is the savage, club-wielding ogre whom, till now, existed only as an unmoving apparition. A grim, black-iron helm adorns the ogre's sizable head. A pair of bright yellow eyes pierce through the narrow slit in the helm's thick visor. Clutched in the plate-armoured ogre's broad, mail-clad fist is a cool club spiked with long metal tines. For a split second, you glance back towards the green caped woman, only to find she's no longer there. Lying on the ground in the spot she occupied only moments ago is the dagger of vanquishing. The fearsome creature, its face hidden behind the marred visor of its helm, snorts loudly before suddenly bounding forward with unnerving speed and grace, its deadly weapon poised to deal you a savage blow. So I can attempt to retrieve the dagger or deal with the ogre for now. I'm going to deal with the ogre for now. I'm not sure what the dagger will do, so I'm just going to leave it aside for now. The armoured ogre unleashes a savage roar that bounds towards you, the sound of charging footfalls. The sound of the charging creature's fearsome bellow and the thundering of its heavy footfalls fills you with dread. The charging ogre will be upon you in seconds. Oh my, this is a very difficult check. I have 5 checks I could take. They are archery, fortification, elementalism, shadow magic, and telekinesis. But all of them are level 80 plus, which means I can't do them. You know what? I'm going to quit and level up one of those things to level 80. Shadow magic. I'll level shadow magic up to level 80. Okay, let's quit. Crookington. Alright, I'm just going to do that now. Leveling up shadow magic to level 80. And I think this is the first time I've ever got shadow magic that high. On any account. Okay. 78, 79 for 68, 16,800, and level 80 for 22,400. Alright, that used up nearly 100,000 experience to get to that level, but I still have 313 left. Okay, I now have level 80 shadow magic. Hopefully that will be used for other things as well. Alright, travel back to Hawkclaw. And Crumbling Tower. The ogre vanishes. The lady appears. Okay, face the ogre's bounding charge. Okay, it's charging at me again. But now, since I've got shadow magic to level 80, I can use it. Succeeded. 24 experience to shadow magic. You channel your power of shadow magic. The broad, long shadow cast by the crumbling tower suddenly begins to weave and whipple. With remarkable speed, the tower's shadow surges across the grassy expanse and effortlessly ensnares the charging ogre. As the armored creature struggles to free itself from the grip of the gloom, the massive shadow hurls him to the ground with tremendous force. As the shadow swiftly retreats, the ogre slowly rises to his knees. Thank you very much, Shadow. Thank you very, very much. You retreat nearly a dozen yards and draw yourself into a defensive stance as the ogre snarls with rage and swiftly clambers to his feet. With a loud snort, swiftly followed by a savage roar, the armored ogre again prepares to charge. The hulking ogre roars as he once again starts across the clearing towards you, bounding through the tall grass, at times using both his hands and feet to propel himself forward. Despite the speed and ferocity of his charge, since the fearsome creature may be tiring. And it is, because now I need to only have all those things. Have archery, fortification, elementalism, shadow magic, and telekinesis at level 70. Or I could just dodge. Okay, well, we've used shadow magic. Let's do fortification. Succeeded. 24 experience to fortification. You channel your power of fortification. A wall of shimmering red sparkles appears in front of you only a split second before the ogre's arrival. The savage creature slams headlong into your magical barrier and collapses into a heap on the ground. With an agonized bellow, the armored creature rises to his knees. You tweak nearly a dozen yards and draw yourself in defensive stance as the ogre snarls with rage and swiftly clambers to his feet. With an loud snort, followed by a savage roar, the armored ogre again prepares to charge. The fearsome ogre bellows as he bounds towards you, waving his spike club wildly as he leaps through the tall grass. Despite the speed of his charge, you're certain he is becoming fatigued. Alright, once again, I have the same checks as before, but now they're only level 60. Telekinesis this time. I'll use that. It failed. The hulking armored ogre plows into you, smashing his chain-clad fist into the side of your head and said he used... No, actually, just because keeps running and it kicks me right into the tower. And I take 76 stamina points. Dazed and severely rooted by the staggering blow, you painfully regain your feet and turn to face your snarling foe. Those momentum carried him past you by nearly a dozen yards. With a loud snort, swiftly followed by a savage roar, the armoured ogre again prepares to charge. The armoured ogre, gripping his deadly spiked club in one hand, bounds across the clearing towards you, his savage roars echoing through the now surrounding trees. For he will be upon you in mere seconds. It is now obvious the three previous charges have served to fatigue him. Okay, this might be the last charge. Okay, once again, I can use archery, fortification, elementalism, shadow magic, or telekinesis. So I've used fortification. Well, or did I? Well, I think I did. I tried to use telekinesis. Let's use elementalism. It failed. The hulking armored ogre plows into you, smashing his chain-clad fists inside of your head and sending you sprawling backwards onto the ground. 70 damage. Okay, I'm just going to quickly heal that. Dazed and severely wounded by another staggering blow, you painfully regain your feet and turn to face your snarling foe. There's momentum carrying past you by nearly a dozen yards. Expecting to face another charge, you bravely hold your ground and keep your gaze focused on the ogre. This time, however, with a loud series of snorts ringing out from beneath the thick plate of iron that covers his face. The savage creature stalks across the grassy clearing towards you, his thick, powerful hands tightly clutching his deadly spiked club. Your pulse races as you realise you've now faced this brutal slayer in combat. With a savage, near-deafening roar, the plate-armoured ogre stomps towards you, his mailed hand claps tightly around the haft of his iron-spiked club. As the hulking beast draws to within melee range, your eyes are immediately drawn to a small but unmistakable mark, the base of his thick, leathery neck. There, emblazoned upon the ogre's grey knotted flesh, is the black silhouette of a hand clutching an eye, the mark of wound skin. The trepidation at the prospect of facing so formidable a foe is swiftly replaced by anger. Your anger is just as swiftly replaced by steely resolve. As the wound-marked ogre raises his heavy club in him, raises its heavy club up, preparing to deal you a savage blow, you boldly leap forward, determined to see that an end is at last put to this gruesome menace. Although I don't think it will stick. This is the wound-marked ogre, and we've been building it up for more than a week. Well, it only looks like a few minutes to you, but for me it was a week. Wound-marked ogre. Kill your enemy. The savage wound-marked ogre champion swipes you with spiked club. Your enemy deals you a devastating blow for 23 damage. Alright, I roll a 20. I keep going, keep stabbing. It's like most fights, it's a 3 plus. Fortunately, Woundskin didn't teach this the Okurok tricks to become scaled. Devastating blow for 25 damage. Quickstone will repeat the 20 you just rolled next round. And it does. And it's nearly done. And slain. 139 experience. 1024 experience to general. And 128 experience to all skills and powers. Alright, we've got back about 1% of the XP we used so we could see what the shadow magic does. Your final blow sends the massive armoured ogre toppling to the ground. Wasting no time, you leap forward and twice more strike at the creature's carcass. However, as you step back from the bloodied remains, a shocking and terrifying transformation comes over the slain beast. The ogre's corpse suddenly starts to twitch, and a low rumble escapes from beneath the heavy iron visor that conceals the creature's face. With astounding swiftness, the massive beast staggers to its feet and turns to face you, its fierce yellow eyes fixing you with a savage, hate-filled glare. Suddenly, the armoured ogre begins to fade. In a matter of moments, you find yourself face to face with the gruesome apparition you first encountered in the crumbling tower's overgrown courtyard. Slowly but steadily, the image of the ogre dissolves, till there is no longer any sign of the creature to be had. After exploring the clearing and failing to find any further sign of either the ogre or its apparition, you decide to head back to Hawklaw. Before leaving, you make your way over to the spot where the green-caped woman dropped the dagger of vanquishing. There, still lying on the ground amidst the tall grass, the curious weapon. You promptly retrieve the dagger. It's the dagger of vanquishing. Presumably something's happened to it, so let's have a look at it. Okay, what's different is a bright red glow emanates from the blade of the dagger. This weapon is of magical quality. As you step into the forest at the western edge of the grassy expanse, you wonder if you will again encounter the savage wound-marked creature. What purpose its arrival and sudden disappearance could have. Recalling the chilling words of the green-caped woman, a shudder runs through you. It will come again and again until you are broken, until it has broken you at the behest of its master. You also wonder about the dagger of vanquishing, the mysterious weapon now again safely in your possession. What role might the weapon play in whatever lies ahead? With these questions and countless others swirling around in your thoughts, you leave the clearing and embark on the trek back to the village. Now that's another 1024 experience to general and 128 experience to all skills and powers. And I think that's the end of the crumbling tower stuff. Because that's what it was for. It was for making that ogre. The next adventure is The Trail of the Hawk. A four foot tall stone statue can't just vanish overnight. But that's a pretty hefty adventure. It involves searching around, fighting things, figuring things out. Is there anything I can talk to about the outpost? No, it's just the normal stuff at the outpost. Okay, I think, you know what? That will be enough for this. So that next time, we'll be following the trail of the hawk and whatever crazy scheme Woundskin has next. And quite possibly, in fact, I know for sure, because I've done this before, but if I'm pretending I only know the things Sir Crokington has already done, quite possibly encountering that mighty super speed me hating ogre that was painstakingly constructed at the crumbling tower. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.